Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, a state of emergency has been declared in Los Angeles after a fast-moving wildfires forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate their homes. California's fire agency has warned there is an immediate threat to life in some areas. And shortly before we came on air, I spoke to the LA-based reporter Sean Mandel, and I began by asking him to describe what's going on.
As of now, there have been over 2,900 acres that have burned. 30,000 people are in the area there being affected under mandatory evacuation orders. The scenes that we have seen since this fire started raging have been absolutely incredible and unprecedented from what I've seen in my life living in Southern California. I grew up here in not far from Los Angeles in Orange County. Wildfires are a part of life. It's wildfires and earthquakes. You add in some mudslides, and that's what we deal with here quite a bit. But this is a entirely different situation than I've ever seen. For instance, a major artery into the affected fire zone today was effectively blocked by people who abandoned their cars fleeing the fire because of the traffic jam, and they feared they wouldn't be able to get out in time. This led actual fire crews to bring in bulldozers to clear those cars out so that fire trucks could get to the fire line.
Yeah, I think, Sean, you know, for people who have seen those pictures, and maybe some haven't, it's worth describing. So you had people who were trying to flee, realized that they couldn't do so by car, left their cars, but then their cars were unceremoniously bulldozed out of the way. Can you explain why that happened?
Yes. So this that is a good description of it. And the reason why it did happen is because the Pacific Palisades neighborhood is a hillside community. They are small roads. These are not major thoroughfares that are the way that you get around through there. It is winding roads through hills that were built not during the last 20, even 40 years. So the infrastructure there was not built to really sustain the population that has sprung up. And so as a result, when these evacuation warnings and then evacuation orders came down, residents started fleeing down Palisades Drive is the name of the street. And it was effectively the only way out. And people couldn't see how far away the fire was because the plumes of smoke were so thick and so intense. You couldn't see more than maybe 30 feet in any direction. And that led people to panic, not knowing how close the fire may be. And the traffic jam was so bad that people weren't moving. And that in a state of panic, people left. And it's worthwhile noting as well that there have been horrific stories in Europe, in Portugal, for instance, but also in California several years ago in a fire in a small town called Paradise that was absolutely, completely flattened by a fire, of people being trapped on a road in their cars. And unfortunately, the fire killed people in those instances.
So there's probably an awareness of that, Sean, which is why people left their cars there on the road and tried to flee to safety.
Exactly. I can only imagine that would have been running through their minds. I can certainly say for myself, it would have come front of mind if you have a complete stop and a line and line of cars going past where you can see, and you have no concept of where the fire is, because the other thing about these fires is they move incredibly quickly. I was speaking with my mom actually earlier today, who's checking in on me and concerned.
Of course.
And she was telling me about a fire that happened. I remember when I was a kid, the last fire I can recall that was this bad in Laguna Beach down in Orange County. and she saw the fire jump this freeway, the 405 freeway, a major traffic artery. She saw the fire jump across it and said, I knew it was bad when the fire was moving faster than I was driving.
Okay.
And that's how dangerous the situation
is. And there are further fires then that are spreading quickly too. So this is just not an isolated incident. Is that right?
That's correct. There is another fire that has started in the Los Angeles area on the complete opposite side of town, if you want to call it, about 20 miles east of the Pacific Palisades Fire, which is on the coastline, right there on the Pacific Ocean. You go east to the area of Altadena, which is really at the foothills in this neighborhood, more historic neighborhood, actually, of Los Angeles, of Pasadena. It's one of the older parts of LA in terms of where settlement first took place and where there is a lot of more historic architecture. That fire started this evening and has spread pretty rapidly and led to some evacuations, even some really troublesome and heartbreaking images of a senior facility, for instance, being evacuated and the residents of that facility being brought out in wheelchairs and hospital beds to the parking lot of a convenience store as local officials tried to find ambulances and buses to get those people to safety. So first responders here in LA have their work cut out for them. Mm-hmm. And certainly everyone, I think here, and I think it's fair to say across the country and around the world, are sending them their thoughts and hope, giving them hope as they battle on the front lines of this incredibly scary situation.
But the weather forecast is against them, isn't it? Because the winds are forecast to remain high, which makes it incredibly difficult, I would imagine, to fight these fires.
Absolutely. And not only that, it's going to get worse. Today is the first of 2 days that the National Weather Service here in the U.S. has issued a red flag warning, the most severe it can issue in terms of a wind alert and wind advisory. And that those high winds combined, as I said, with the dry, extra dry atmosphere that we've been having this winter, it is a deadly combination. And, you know, we don't know of any casualties at this point, and we're praying that there won't be any. But it is obviously a massive concern, and these winds are going to be increasing within the next 24 hours. And as I mentioned before, some estimates have it reaching in certain parts of Los Angeles up to 100 miles per hour, which is sadly inviting more calamity.
And the Pacific Palisades area that we've just been talking about, Sean, that is where Los Angeles has many of its very high profile residents. Is that the case?
That's correct. It is a beautiful part of town. And as such, a lot of celebrities live in that neighborhood. Anywhere from, you know, you have Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. You have Jennifer Aniston, who has a home there. We know for a fact that Oscar nominee actor James Woods has evacuated from his home there. Reality TV stars Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt, who, if you were ever a fan of The Hills show, their house has burned to the ground this evening. We can confirm, but they were able to evacuate safely. Eugene Levy, who has a wonderful comedic actor and people may remember recently from the show Schitt's Creek, he is and sort of known as the unofficial mayor of the Pacific Palisades. He's a you know, sort of the Clint Eastwood of the Pacific Palisades. And he has, he was seen fleeing the area today. And also there was a very, you know, a very interesting moment where there is an actor named Steve Guttenberg, who was in movies such as Police Academy, as well as Three Men and a Baby and It Takes Two, some classics from the 80s and 90s. He's continued to work in television. He was on the street helping fire crews move some of these cars that, as we were talking about, had blocked these roadways. And he saw a local camera crew and went up to them and made this impassioned plea, begging people to, if they're going to abandon their cars, leave their car keys so that they could try and move these cars. And so he just went down there to try and help get these out of the way. And that, of course, was at the moment where bulldozers had to come in. So really a terrifying situation here that is threatening to get worse.
Extraordinary scenes that you describe. Sean, thank you very much for bringing it to us. Sean Mandel there from Los Angeles.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.